And that completes our public hearing agenda, so referring back to our first public hearing, which was subdivision 2022-06, Emily Sloan Trust. Ms. Zoe Stevenson, do you have any comments, anything you would like to discuss? Any motion you would like to make?
I don't have a motion to make, other than I'm going to ask you to defer. Before we do, I have one question. If we were to say, no, this isn't the subdivision, we don't approve their subdivision, but we would approve a different subdivision, could we say, come back with a different plan and we'll waive the fee, or?
Well, I think, you know, you have the ability to put conditions of approval on a subdivision. You know, we can, you think about the larger ones, we reduced the number of lots before. They would still have to come back in with a revised preliminary we'd make them do, and then go through the agency stuff, and then come back in with final. So that,
okay, that was my concern. I was like, you know, well, if they...
Oddly enough, you could actually approve the subdivision and limit the number of
right.
lots.
That's exactly
which
right.
essentially was the same yeah. effect that I think you're, where I think you might be going.
Or, yeah.
You know, so it would simply be, you would just condition it. And you could do that with a number of lots. You could do it with a lot minimum lot size of 30,000 square feet. You could do it a couple of different ways. So, you know, there's that possibility.
Okay.
Because denying it, I don't want to cause them, you know, any undue expense and stress, because it's both money and time, because they can't come back for a period, right?
Well, that's what I was asking, if I would make yeah. a condition that they could
yeah.
revise it and come back.
Yeah. The cleaner yeah, way, if you're thinking
I don't
about
think anyone, I did not get the sense that the opposition was trying to harm them in any way. I mean, I think they're just trying to get, trying to preserve what they have for many, many years. So,
yeah.
But at the same time, I don't want to deprive these folks for the use of their property for any longer period than would be necessary. So
that makes sense. Okay.
Then
I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2022-06, Emily Sloan Trust. Although, I'm sorry, got a call. No, not for deferral.
No.
Don't call it
on
deferral. So many new rules.
Well, we could do it all. I was trying to save time by saying you don't have to do it on deferral.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item was subdivision 2022-03, Paradise Meadows.
If there isn't any more discussion on this, I have a motion that Mr. Robertson's going to read for me.
Oh, on Paradise Meadows, or not on Paradise Meadows?
No,
I'm so sorry. I'm jumping ahead.
Everybody is tonight.
This is me. It's contagious.
I do have one thing on this. Should we have asked about any hunting in the area? I didn't think about that, and it looks like there's a lot of open land.
We can. I mean, it's no harm to put
that
in.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Thank you.
Especially,
I knew I had something on that.
Since it's preserved ag land around them.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there's going to be somebody shooting, it's there.
That was mine too.
I say we dial the time back one more time. Let's try four for a while and then go to three.
Apparently we're not. Yeah. Okay. So, Mr. Chair, with regards to 2022-03 Paradise Meadows, I make a motion to defer.
Second.
Okay. So move and second defer action on subdivision 2022-03 Paradise Meadows. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2022-13, lands of Chad E. and Amy L. Reed.
Is it yours?
Mm-hmm.
You go way over to Ellendale?
Apparently. Okay. My initials are on there.
I didn't see names on these things.
The second
they
thing
got, they got
came
added
out.
Later.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, yeah. If you're happy, I'm happy for you to do it. That's fine.
No. It's just a procedural thing. Somebody just got to say.
Mr. Robertson.
Okay, yeah, thanks, Ms. Wingate, and you had sent me a note to have a motion on this one, and it's pretty straightforward. Ms. Wingate's motion is to move that the Commission grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2022-13 for Chad E. and Amy L. Reed, based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. This two-lot subdivision creates a new lot of approximately 1/10 of an acre in size and results in an overall density that is significantly less than the allowable density. Three, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Six, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Seven, a waiver of the buffer grading and street design, let me start over, buffer grading and street design requirements is appropriate since this is a small subdivision creating only one new lot. And eight, because this is a subdivision that establishes only one lot on an existing lane, there are no conditions of approval associated with this preliminary approval. However, the final plan will need to be submitted to the Planning and Zoning Commission for approval once all agency approvals have been received.
Thank you. That's my motion.
Second that.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2022-13, lands of Chad E. and Amy L. Reed for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Roll call.
Oh, no, got a cold roll for this one.
Yep.
Sorry.
I took the beat.
I tell you. Yeah. I'm going to have to make a cheat sheet up or get the staff to put notes on each one of these. Or I don't know. Okay, Petropkins, how do you vote?
I vote yes to the
reasons
and conditions and stipulations and everything else in the motion.
And everything else.
Ms. Hoy Stevenson.
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
I'm yes for the reasons and the conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions and everything stated in the motion.
And everything.
And everything. Okay. It was that heartfelt plea to get his kid out of town.
Motion carries.
Because we all can relate.
5-0. Yeah, get that boy going. Right, our next public hearing was conditional use number 2326 Sun Leisure Point Resort LLC. I for one was just relieved to find out that they were not coming in to ask us to let them sell campsites.
I got an inquiry about that from county engineering early, you know, and that's why I kept thinking that's what they were asking for.
Yeah.
And they submitted that
when I read it, I was like, that's not what they want, is it? And then I saw the thing from engineering and I was like, well, right. It probably doesn't hurt to have that information out there, but Yeah, I don't have any issue with
it. I mean, if that's a simple, I mean, we don't need any big explanation. If you just want to amend condition N so that it now states that there shall not be any sale of campsites.
Okay. Can I make that motion?
Sure.
Okay, then I'm making that motion. What Mr. Robertson just said that
let me go back and look just to make sure that's
that they're not going to sell campsites, and it's not going to say cabins too. There was the other
amending right. Condition and yeah. And you're essentially removing
the sale of campsites.
You're removing the prohibition against the park models.
Yeah, they can sell the RVs in the park models, but they can't sell the sites.
Right.
That's my really eloquent motion.
Yeah, let me just make sure. Hold on. Wait, bear with me.
Yeah,
if we can just give...
Because it's not in the packet really clear. So condition N shall just state that there shall be no sales of campsites, period.
Okay.
Yeah, because that eliminates the rest.
Rest of it. Okay. I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to amend condition N so that it simply says that there will be no sales of campsites. Did that come out right?
Yeah, that's beautiful. It made me cry a little.
Because it was so eloquent. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Vote yes for the reasons. I vote yes.
Because there
was one reason, right?
Yeah. And the fact of the matter is, that's what, you know, we put that in there. It doesn't really matter what the language is because the code says that.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, not really getting that.
I vote yes because it follows the code.
I vote yes.
Okay, I vote yes.
I vote yes because it's consistent with our code. Okay, the motion carries 5-0. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That completes our agenda, but we have a couple of things for the good of the order, and one of them is a real curveball that is going to require a bit of